Hello and welcome to Mars Classes Physics Podcasts. We're going to start this year with a very simple podcast looking at the concepts of weight and mass. Now the waitress and the customer in the first little animation there have a different idea as to what the meaning of weight is. But you are physics students, so you really have a good handle on what weight is, don't you? And when you've heard the old question, which weighs more, a kilogram of feathers or a kilogram of lead, you would all answer, they both weigh a kilogram. But you'd be wrong. Neither of them weigh a kilogram. What do I mean by that? We weigh ourselves on bathroom scales and get our weight in kilograms, don't we? Or when you look at weightlifting records, they're always given in kilograms. So surely kilogram is a unit of weight. However, kilograms, or the older units we used to use of pounds and stones, are not units for weight. Well, if they're not units for weight, what do they actually measure? We know that an astronaut can be weightless when he's floating around in space. He hasn't lost any substance from his body. He's not some great advertisement for Weight Watchers. He still looks the same as he does on Earth, and yet he has no weight. He is weightless. So weight is not to do with how much stuff is in you. Imagine that astronaut had some bathroom scales under his feet. If they were under his feet, because he's not pushing down on them, they would read zero. Now, our confusion arises because our bathroom scales give a reading of 0 kilograms. In fact, they're measuring weight, which is not measured in kilograms, but then they're converting it to kilograms so we can understand what it means. What does kilograms measure? Well, it's mass. And mass is the amount of stuff that's in an object. It will give you an indication of how easy or how hard it is to change the object's motion. It's the inertia of the object, and it is mass that is measured in kilograms. Weight, however, is the force that a mass experiences due to the local gravitational acceleration. Weight is measured in newtons because it is a force. Now, these two concepts both have a magnitude, they both have a size. But mass only has a magnitude. It is called a scalar quantity. Weight, however, also has a direction. Any quantity which has both magnitude and direction, like weight has, is called a vector quantity. The next podcast I'll be putting up will look at scalar and vector quantities in more detail. I hope to see you back then.